Welcome back to the iHealth channel, iHealth Radio, the Biz World channel, with your host, Hurricane H. New day, new show, a different angle, a different topic. When I talk a little bit of business, entrepreneurship, you know, a beautiful story, I'm going to call it that, and then we'll leave it at that. And we're going to talk about, you know, stuff that is helping people, assisting people, and so on and so forth. And my guest is the CEO of Mattia Mobility, and he's going to talk to us about his company, his work, and the services that they provide, the products that they provide. But before we get into all the details, first things, I want to introduce my guest, Stephen Ball. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. You're really excited to talk to you today.
Well, my pleasure. And thank you for coming on and sharing about your company. And I know you and I, we had a brief discussion. You said there is a nice, beautiful story about this company startup. So let's talk about that, because there's always that. And then what got you into it in the first place? And then we'll take it from there.
You bet. So it was about 12 or 13 years ago. I saw on a video on a tech blog called Gizmodo. And it was a hand-built device for a paraplegic to get them standing on their own. And it was obviously hand-built. It looked, you know, looked kind of crude, right? But I was fascinated by it. And so it was a video. I found a way to get to the company. I sent them an email. I said, I'm fascinated by what you've done. Let me know if you have any interest at all in help bringing this product to market, some industrial design, product design, financing, anything at all. I'd love to help you get this product to market. Well, they went viral. Now let's put ourselves back to a time when viral was different than 30 million TikTok views, right? So 13 years ago, viral meant they got 1,000 emails. And those emails were really from patients, right? Because things make their way around the disabled community very quickly. This was really a life-enhancing product. And they got about 1,000 emails, mostly people saying, how do I get one of these things? Which they weren't for sale, they're regulated. Mine said just what I said, this is a fascinating product, I'd love to learn more about it. Well, I was lucky because this product was built in a robotics lab in the University of Turkey, in Istanbul, Turkey, by two young fellows, Nejati and Ines, the founders. They worked in the robotics lab. And they built it for a friend of theirs who was paralyzed. The sister of one of them had gone to Pepperdine and had heard of a company that I started in 1998 called coupons.com. Now I'm dating myself here. But coupons.com ended up going on to be a public company, changed its name to Quotient, a Silicon Valley company. I ran that company for almost 25 years, but she had heard of that. So she wrote back a very nice note. It basically said, no, thank you. It said, dear Mr. Bowl, thank you so much for your kind note. We'll be at a prosthetic device trade show in Leipzig, Germany in 2 weeks. Feel free to meet us there. Very sincerely yours, Aisha Hirokulu. Throwing down the gauntlet, like, thank you very much, but no, thank you. Well, the good news is I traded on my 8 minutes of coupons.com fame because that's the only response they sent out. Little did they know that I called my business partner, a fellow by the name of Paul, who lived in Sydney, Australia. We'd done a bunch of companies together. And I said, Paul, this is right up our alley. It's hardware, it's software, it's regulatory, it's cross-border, it's a medical device. We've never done anything like this. But if we can make this company profitable, we can do a world of good to people. Let's go to Leipzig. So Paul flew from Sydney, Australia, and I flew from San Francisco. We landed in Berlin. We took a train to Leipzig, and we met these founders at a trade show. And this is where it gets interesting. So we meet them. They're young. They're excited. We think the product's great, but what do we know? Talking to them, and in rolls a lady in a wheelchair with a translator. She was from Leipzig, Germany. She spoke only German. And she rolled up, and she wanted to try the product. We had a doctor. They had a doctor with them, and the doctor checked her blood pressure and her knees for atrophy. She hadn't stood in over 10 years. I mean, in a chair for 10 years. And it was close whether or not she'd be able to use it because there was some atrophy in her knees, but we did. We stood her up. When I say we, I'm taking pride in this, but I just watched. And she stood up, and I watched her face change from a dour look to a surprised, happy, eyes wide open, big smile. And she took off. She was gone. We didn't see her for about a half hour, 40 minutes. She was just riding around the floor of the trade show while we were getting to know the founders and having a good time. Anyhow, she came back. We got her out of the device and back into her chair. And I said to Paul, some great market research. Do you mind if I ask her some questions? The guy said, absolutely. And so through the translator, I said, what did you think? He said, it was life-changing. And I said, would you buy something like this? She said, how much is it? And I said, I have no idea. I don't even know if it's for sale, but I don't know, $25,000 US. I don't know, it's way too expensive. I don't know, $10,000 US. I don't know, it's way too expensive. I said, 5,000 US. I don't know, way too expensive. I said, how about $1,000 US? No, I can't afford that. And I said to the founders, I said, look, I don't know if this is ever going to be a commercial product. I don't even know if we're ever going to get involved with you. But whether we get involved with you or not, if this is ever a commercial product, I want to buy her the first one that comes off the line. I just want to buy it for her. And they agreed. And I said through the translator, I don't know these people. We just came to meet them. You seem terrific. They seem terrific. If this is ever a commercial product, they've agreed to let me buy this for you. I'll buy it for you. And she got cross, angry. It was a very angry look. And she was talking to her translator, and it translated that we were making fun of her because she had no money. And it turns out she had spent her money just on a ticket to this show to see this one thing she saw online. She only came to try it. She spent all the money she had to buy a ticket. We explained it to her. She understood it. She started to cry. And we shook hands, and everybody said goodbye, and they left. Paul and I spent better part of about 5 or 6 hours with the founders, and then we left. And what they told us was that she came back 5 or 6 times to see if we were telling the truth, if we were making fun of her. If you fast forward all the way to the first product that ever came off the line, serial number one, I bought it for her and we delivered it to her. She's passed away since then. Oftentimes people with these conditions do. And this is quite a while ago, but she got 3 years of use out of that product. And that's the beginning, really, of the story of Mattia Mobility.
There's quite a bit there, man. I'm listening to you, and it kind of gives you goosebumps to hear that, because you've made somebody's life easier and happier at the same time. I mean, I know the circumstances did not really kind of, I mean, I get it. I mean, you know, someone in her position who, as you said, had all the money put in just to go in there, and here comes someone that gives it a promise, maybe empty, maybe not, especially that the product is still new. There's all those, I guess, unknowns about it, right? But yet you delivered. And I love that initiative that you took. I mean, there is, you said coupons.com. I know about them. they, as you said, you know, they were big, they were hot, right? And you, so you have the marketing, you have the vision, you have all that stuff as a true entrepreneur and CEO and leader. And that is actually something that is, you know, I mean, commended and really beautiful to just hear. I don't know if she had family or not. I mean, I don't know if you had any PR stuff, you know, done, but I'm sure. So you kept it low profile. You took care of business. Yeah. You delivered the promise. So thank you for that. Because again, today we see a lot of people doing stuff just for the views and the viral, you know, TikToks and things like that. You know, maybe it's from the heart, maybe it's not. I don't want to judge. But sometimes, you know, it loses that value. You kept that value to that particular person. And she did, you know, get her, you know, device and unit, and it worked. Now that is really hard feeling, touchy, you know, kind of story, and it's a beautiful one. Now you went there, and you know, they refused you the first time. Were they actually surprised to have you there? I mean, you know, because there's that dilemma there. Because as you said, but that, by the way, I want to just add one thing to that. That's true leadership and opportunity innovation right there, all together in one. Because as a business person, as someone who sees some potential in something, you didn't sleep on it. Because you could just say, like, you know, this is a dead end. You know, let's just think of something. You wanted it. You took what, you know, you took the necessary steps. Called your partner. And you know what? What the hell? Let's make it happen and do. That's really taking action. That's a big deal for anyone that's watching right now. And I guess we'll take that from you because you have expertise in this, you know, level. It's a lot of people like, oh, I can't do things. I'm not sure. I have something. The biggest mistake I think that people make is not taking action, not taking the first step, not taking the risk. You did all that. And that was fruitful. You made it. You made it work. And there is a lot of stuff that happened, and we're going to talk more about it. But that's just one little thing that is that sometimes is missed. And a lot of folks, you know, they, well, I'm not sure my business, I can't figure it out and stuff. There's opportunities around us all the time. But you see it, you value it, you know there's a risk, but you take it, you leap forward, you make it work. Again, you could have come back literally with no opportunity. And even when you were there, you were not sure. But things did materialize. Had you not gone, nothing would have happened. See, well, that's a big one. Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, it all sounds great, but let's not forget that was 13 years ago. It did, you know, it doesn't all fall together in minutes. Right. So there are.
Nothing does.
Nothing does. But it turned out that it takes 10 years to build a durable medical equipment company from the ground up. Everybody seemed to know that, but my partner and I. We had no idea it would take that long. And so, you know, between the FDA and CE and industrial design, supply chain, and moving the manufacturing facility of record to the US and getting TAA certified and all the things that you have to do to build a product, all of a sudden you snap your fingers and 10 years go by. And so it really was, you know, it was fits and starts for 10 years. And then we got to a point where we were shipping product and we get to break even. That was December of 19. And we all know what happened in March of 20. So,
oh, I know exactly. A lot of people had that same thing.
So a lot of companies went out of business during that period of time. We tightened that down. We didn't sell anything during the COVID years. These patients are at risk. We just worked on the product and refining it and came out of COVID. And went to raise some outside capital to start to build the company up again in the worst capital market in 13 years. So it took over a year to raise capital. We raised the capital earlier this year, and we've gone from one salesperson to 10. You know, we're starting to build the business the way it should be built. But it wasn't a high five, everybody. Now let's go. Right?
Well, Stephen, that's a big thing because again, from the business perspective of the discussion, you know, people see, you know, the companies and where they are today, but they never really deep dive and look at like what it took to actually get where you are today. Anyone out there knows that there's no such thing as overnight success, yet we are impressed by success all the time. But not knowing that it takes 10 years, it takes more to build anything. I mean, that's worth, especially something that is, as you said, there's regulatory involved, there's this, there's that, there's design, there's all these things. You know, I mean, it's a complex process, right? And complex industry as well. So it is difficult. Plus it's health. There's all these things and they have to get through regulators and it's a painful process. Trust me. I mean, I'm in the insurance space, so we have, you know, DME stuff. So, and we work with the government, the DOH, the CMS, you know, in the you know, CMS, everybody, well, not everybody knows, but Centers for Medicare and Medicare Services. So all these things, it's very difficult, right, to get through these things. But you're right, again, then no one expected a COVID, you know, pandemic or a pandemic at all. And just when you're like, yes, we're ready, boom. And as you said, many did not make it, and it's very difficult. Yeah. But for what you've done, I think at least as a message to the audiences and at least in the business world, and anyone that is aspiring to start or has an aspiration, idea, dream of making it, you know, building a company, well, this is the real thing, folks. You got to go through it. You got to keep, you know, the motivation. I know it's hard. You got to be disciplined about it, and then you're going to go through the motions. You've generated capital over and over to try to keep, you know, and sustain the company. Because again, you need all that stuff. It's not easy, but that's the thing. There's a price to pay, and there is, you know, an actual result that you're going to know, a reward that you're going to get eventually. And once you get to that point, everything is, you know, peachy and it's cruise, you know, control. But until then, it's difficult. So again, a message for people out there: you have an idea, you see something, you pursue it. You know, there's risk, and you got to go through it. You got to be committed. And no matter what, you get phased, things are going to happen. And that's actually a rule. It's a rule. Literally, it's a law. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
It will.
And I know that for a fact. I mean, listen, I guess company build after company build up. I mean, I've been there. I know it. I've had a few. Some succeeded. Some failed. Well, they didn't fail. We just kind of refurbished them or turned the things around. You know, you learn from your mistakes, as we say, because I don't believe in failure. I believe in just learning experiences. and you move on, but you continue and you keep at it, and it's difficult. It's not easy. So again, thank you for sharing. I mean, that's a real core of what business is about. Yes, we all applaud, you know, and, you know, for the successes and all these companies that make it, but, you know, there's a good percentage of businesses that start and never finish. And, you know, a lot of people put a lot of money and effort and time to get places, and sometimes they don't make it, you know, and it's a difficult world out there. And things are real, especially in an industry, for example, such as yours. It's pretty tight. It's pretty limited. There's also engineering, there's competition, there's all these things. And also the idea that you brought everything from overseas to the state, that's got to be a nightmare. Can you just expand on that? Because for some people, they may want to have an idea and bring it here. Maybe it's easier to take it the other side. I don't know. So what do you think of that?
Well, I'm no expert in taking it the other way, but the VA buys from us. So we're approved in the Veterans Administration under the prosthetic device provision. We meet the qualifications of a prosthetic. And so to sell to the VA, you need to be TAA certified or certified under the Made in America Act. And so that was part of it as well. We wanted to make sure that we could service our veterans. And the only way to service our veterans is to be compliant with the TAA Act. So that was part of our motivation. There's an awful lot of wounded warriors and people that can use this product, whether it's spinal cord injury, another form of injury, or even, you know, even disabled American veterans who develop things like MS or ALS or other neurodegenerative diseases that affect mobility. So that was very important to us. And so we built a manufacturing facility. We have a 13,000 square foot manufacturing facility in Salt Lake City, right near the airport. We still do research and development, some R&D work, and some sub-assembly in Turkey, but we do manufacture fully in the US.
So now let's talk about that. Mobility is, I mean, it's a pure thing that we all love and enjoy and we want to keep up. But it happens, as you said, there's a lot of circumstances that can take that away from you. Now, I can tell you, personal experience. My father had, I mean, he passed on, but before that, he was happy with us hanging out. He took a flight, and at the airport, he drops from stand-in, and we didn't know what it was. Turned out to be cancer stage 4, and he's already lost his mobility, and he got paralyzed a week later. So I can tell you, it was a brutal thing, and having him on a wheelchair was not an easy thing. Now, this is just an example, and now he didn't live a long time beyond that, and it was a few months, but a lot of people suddenly can have an accident. That can happen. This stuff, cancer and all these things, you know, they exist and they're part of today's life, and they all happen. So it can happen to a lot of us. War happens. We have them. They exist and we have these problems. Earthquakes can happen. I mean, disasters can happen. All these things can happen. Day in. Diseases are on the rise, on the incline, right? So these things, so mobility is important. And it's very difficult, you know, to manage. I mean, you can have scooters. I mean, there's all kind of ways to do this. But the idea of you standing up as an exoskeleton, device that's going to make you almost feel, you know, your life the way you want it. I mean, everybody would pay whatever it takes if they can to do that, to be exactly how they always were performing before they get a disability, you know, in that sense. So it is, you know, we take it for granted when you don't have that problem. But when you do, and it's something that affects you or someone dear to you, you want to have a solution that can make a difference in their lives. You said it, the lady, you know, she just, like, that was amazing. Just the face that you described. By the way, I think I have seen a couple of these videos online where people actually are excited about, like, you know, walking or standing up for the first time. I'm not sure if they're your product or not, but I've seen a couple of them. I mean, I maybe they are. I just did not connect the two dots, you know, there. But the idea is, like, it's amazing to know that you can make that kind of impact on people's lives. I mean, the idea to move, to be mobile again, to do things a lot easier than you would if you didn't have the device or the ability to get access to one. That's the other one. So thank you for sharing some of that. And now the development part of it. Now that takes a lot of.
Well, hold on. Before we get to the development, okay, let me just add one thing in.
Yeah,
when when you're able-bodied and you see somebody who's in a wheelchair, is confined, not someone's got a broken leg or broken hip, but somebody's confined to a wheelchair, stroke victim, accident victim, whatever it is, you want them to walk again. That's your instinct. You want them to walk again, but they don't want to walk universally. It's not what they want. Walking's hard, right? Can't imagine an exoskeleton with sticks that you have to direct or move around. That's not what they want. they really only want two things. This is universally what we hear. They want to be at eye level. I don't want to be spoken down to like a child, or I'm tired of looking in people's nostrils. This is what I hear over and over and over again. And the other thing we hear is we want to hug our loved ones standing. We don't want a lean down hug. I want a standing up full body hug. Those two things combined with the ability to carry on your sort of activities of daily life, right? Of everyday life, whether that's, you know, cooking in the kitchen. Somebody in a wheelchair will tell you they don't want to get spattered by bacon when they're eating. I don't eat bacon. I don't know what the spatter is like, but when they're cooking and they're in a wheelchair, they're spattering oil. When they're standing, there isn't. What this device from Mattia is designed to do is to get you standing on your own and mobile. And so it fits in non-ADA space. Workers' comp pays for it because you don't have to retrofit your home. You just need a ramp. It fits in a normal kitchen. It fits in a normal pantry. It's a very, very small footprint. And the beauty of that is the way it was designed, and this is one of the big design principles from the founders, if you have control over your body, you can use the bathroom on your own. You don't need an aide to take you to the bathroom. Because of the way you get into the device and out, and the way the sling works, you can actually back yourself up against the toilet and lower yourself over it on your own. So from a dignity perspective, that makes such a difference to somebody who's confined to a wheelchair. It also has a remote control. You call it over to yourself in the morning. So you don't need an aide to come to your house and get you out of bed in a standing frame. You pull it over with the remote control. You swing your legs over into it, put the sling behind your back, lean on it, and it lifts you up automatically. So it's those quality of life, the dignity and quality of life components that are really, they're almost indescribably important to people who have had an injury or have a disease that's impacting their mobility.
Well, thank you. And that's a big point because, you know, there's physical health, there's mental health, and this touches on both. And you're right. The feeling that you are talked down to, the feeling that you're not able to stand up in the same fashion that you were. And as you said, talking eyesight, the feeling to do certain things, stand up without getting these splashes and all these things that you'll have from, it's completely, it makes sense. But here's one thing I want to just commend you again for, just listening to you, is that you said something earlier about asking the question about doing that research, right? You know, and just asking the question, what would be the price and what would you do? So that was one. The way you presented just the idea now of things that you hear over and over, I mean, you're doing the due diligence to know what people are looking for and what they want. And that's actually a beautiful thing to know, that you are not only just creating a product because you want to sell the product, but you want the product, as you said, to bring people what they're, you know, freedom, the life, the dignity piece of it, the quality of life, as you stated, back to them. And that's a big thing. And by the way, that quality of life not only is going to be for them, but also for the people that love them, because, you know, that whole interaction is going to be different when someone is cheering up and in a better state of mind, and, you know, they're really feeling a little bit better. I mean, obviously it's never going to take, you know, the brunt of what they're really going through and, you know, the actual disability concept. But the fact is, at least they are better than what they were in circumstances. So you're making a big shift in their lifestyle and their ability to maneuver and just work. And I love what you said about it, where you can just call it to come to you. I mean, that's actually a feature that is awesome. And frankly, that is genius, because, you know, if you can't really go to the device, it will be harder for you to transfer from one to the other. If you have the ability to get this thing to you and be able to fit in into it, and you said the sling, which means you basically pull yourself into the device. Now, I haven't seen the actual, you know, picture of it. I'm going to look it up. But, you know, and we'll have it actually so we'll have the description, the link of your site in the description of the show. So we'll have access to people so people can see. And I'm sure there's demos and things like that there. But that would be great to look. Now, here's a funny thing. True story. I have it on one of my old phones in my notes. The same idea. Because that's something I thought about a long time ago. I never materialized that because I couldn't. But the idea is, like, you know, what if we have something like that? And this was before we started seeing, you know, more, you know, devices. And I know there's a few of them that came out in the last two decades, you know. But now we have one. So that is, maybe I couldn't do it, but I have someone that actually. So it feels great just to know that there's something out there that is making it happen and people are changing their lives using these things. So again, thank you for doing it. I mean, it's a business, but I love when businesses are not only just to make the money, because that's what we create business for, but it's also to have a purpose and a service to people. And I think that's really what it is. When you have value that you offer people, your business is meant to succeed. And I know you guys are going to do better and better. And now I have a question. Now you mentioned the VA, and I love that because that's a big, I guess, there's a need there, a huge need.
Yeah.
And frankly, you know, having that kind of, I guess, relationship with the VA is great because you're going to have the ability to do these you know, services and assist in that idea, because there is a lot of not only physical, but also mental, you know, stuff that happens with our VAs. And this can change also the way they feel about themselves. And I mean, these are the people that actually go to war, you know, to defend freedom. And, you know, when something like this happens, it can take away a lot of their person. You're bringing that back to them. So thank you for doing that as well. So now I know the question of cost came up as you were asking. And now I'm just going to, you know, shoot from the hip on this one. Well, were you able to manage the cost to a degree where it's that achievable, or is still, you know, evading that part?
No, I think we'll do better and better over time and as we scale up manufacturing. But today we sell the product for $23,999. It's vastly less expensive than any of the exoskeletons that are on the market that approach $90,000 to $110,000. Vastly less expensive than the very complicated DME chairs that can make you rise and lower and things like that. So it's the lowest priced product in the market of its capability. I'd love to get the price down, and that's for the base unit. Then there's a folding transfer seat, and that's it. You know, it's pretty simple. Going back to the remote control, this is one of the primary design principles of the founders, the folks in the robotics lab that built it. They've always had the remote control, and here's the reason why, aside from pulling it over to you at the end of the day. It's about mental health. When you sit down with your family, let's say you're going to watch a show, everyone's going to sit on the couch together. When you take your wheelchair, you do a transfer. If you do, you put yourself on the couch, you take your right arm or your left arm, depending on your capability and where you are on the couch, and you push that wheelchair as far out of the way as possible. But it's always in your field of vision. You're always reminded that you're in a wheelchair. The idea was you sit down on that couch, you lower yourself, you take that sling off, and with the remote control, you send it out of your field of view, put it behind you. And for that moment, you are free, completely free. There's nothing in your vision that's reminding you that you're not like everybody else sitting on that couch in your family. And it's been so important to people to be able to push it out of their field of view. So that's number one. Number two, we talked about the VA and cost. I will say it's a long journey and we're in the middle of it, but we are getting insurance coverage now. So we just had an insurance company cover 100%. We've had some Blue Cross Blue Shields covering it at a pretty high rate. United Healthcare just covered it. So it's just starting to trickle in now as we do more and more work with the insurance companies, explaining that standing, not walking, but standing is much better for longevity of life. It's better health, protecting and preserving bone density, organ health, circulation, less pressure sores, things of that nature. And that ends up over time costing an insurance company less than it would if somebody was sitting in a chair all day or in their bed.
Well, you beat me to that one because again, that's my kind of world. And you're right. I mean, it's always about like the value and stuff. And I was during my 30 years in the industry, I've always been a promoter of such services and tools that can reduce the health risk or the, as you said, these other, you know, issues that someone can have. Because if, for example, one of the simplest things, like we design benefits, for example, with gym benefits, right? So you can go to a gym membership. Why? Because if you are active in the gym, everything else is going to be better. Your diabetes, your blood pressure, and all the stuff is going to be a little bit better than if you weren't. So same concept here. If you have a device that can do this, the investment in that device will probably cost you much less in the long run with a member than it wouldn't on the other way if they just had, you know, a regular wheelchair, as you said. They're going to be sitting, they need someone to assist them, they need a lot of shots to keep, you know, the blood and the inflow, all these things. So all that stuff can actually add up very quickly. And so the cost, this is a fixed cost for many years to come. And you said it's healthier for these people. So you did the homework, you did it right. And finally, and by the way, you got some of the big names there. So I think when the big names take over something, everybody else wants to catch up. And so hopefully that you'll get a little bit of more spread with that. And I think there's an opportunity even beyond, I think, the States. I don't know. I mean, if you guys are open to that, because I'm sure this is not here. I mean, it's worldwide. Obviously, you got it, you know, from overseas, and there is definitely that need there. Now, is this, did you actually connect with those people that once you took over? I mean, what was that transaction like?
Oh, yeah. So we're all in it. We're all in it together. The passion that the founders, Najati and Innes, had the day we met them is the same passion they have today. It is really about helping people. It's about building a big, healthy business that generates enough profits so that we can keep building and we can keep lowering the cost of the product and get more of them out there. And that's been their mission since day one. And they're as energized today as they were the day I met them. So there's been no change at all, I think, from that perspective. We're like partners. It's like family running this business. And that's how we operate. So it's great.
Now, have you kind of transformed the, let's say, I mean, obviously there's the first version, you know, your series number one.
Of course.
And where you are today. I mean, how's that tech? I mean, now we have apps, we have a lot of things. I mean, are you integrating a lot of that technology just for people that may be interested?
We are. So in a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, we'll have our next version out. This is called the Tech RMD M1 now. Internally called the M1. The M2 is under final design. I'll say no more. It'll be slighter, less equipment, and we'll have phone app integration. So there'll be, you know, ways to keep track of how much time you're spending standing. There are other people in the community you want to connect with. There'll be things that you can order. If your batteries are getting low, it'll warn you. You know, there's sort of a bunch of those things that are coming. I just want to touch on one other thing. Look, when you build a company like this and a product like this, you really want as many people to be able to afford it as possible. But they're costly to build and costly to build a company around for all the reasons that we know. And so for a while, we had a partnership with Care Credit and Affirm so people could finance them. But the finance terms weren't great. The payments were over $700, $800 a month. And that's pretty unaffordable for somebody, for most people who want to do another finance. We just announced a partnership with Mobility Trust. It's a great organization. They're mission driven and they only do financing for end user purchases of mobility related things. Whether it's retrofitting your van for a wheelchair or now the Tech RMD from us. And so for the first time, if somebody can't afford to write a check up front for the entire thing and their insurance won't cover it, they can now have it financed over a 5-year period with Mobility Trust through us. And it keeps the payments under $500 a month. And that seems to be the affordable line. And we're seeing some really great traction there. And it warms my heart. We're not in the lending business. That's not us. It's a separate company entirely. But it's given access to people who, let's say they had a car payment and they had an accident. They no longer need their car. It's the payment similar to like a car payment. Now they have full mobility. So we're finding ways to make this more affordable as we go forward.
Accessibility is a key, and you are also making that happen. I mean, I love the next, you know, features that you just mentioned, and also the fact that, you know, it's more affordable. Now, a quick question. You in discussions with maybe Medicare for Medicare recipients? I mean, is that something in the horizon? Because, I mean, that's the next one. I mean, there's quite a bit of mobility, you know, and the Medicare, I guess, regulation and just benefits in general. So maybe there's an opportunity there. So when you said United, I'm assuming that was the commercial side, but maybe now we're talking on the Medicare. That's my world. So I'm just asking if there's an opportunity, yes, then maybe, you know, there's discussions that can happen. Cause if it is approved, then health plans that do managed care can actually also, you know, be part of that. And maybe that's something that can be added to the plans.
Yeah. We're looking forward to being HCPCS picks coded sometime over the course of the next quarter or two.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's great. So maybe there will be a discussion further beyond the show today about some of that and maybe using services. Because again, I mean, this is definitely DME. So, I mean, every health plan out there has a DME, you know, I guess, arsenal of things that they use. And so this could be just added to that as lineup of products that are available to assist and give accessibility. Now, you mentioned something. This is, you have an outdoor kit, which means basically, mm-hmm, they can actually literally go out with it, you know, and about, you know, malls and stuff. So actually, I mean, just thinking about it can be amazing. Just the idea of having something that is available to people to actually, as you said, be, you know, a lot more living the life the way they want it without pity. And then, you know, as you know, people looking to you in a different way. You want to keep that, you know, personal dignity, as you said, you know, high. And then one more thing, the ramps. And you said this doesn't require anything, so just a quick ramp. Now, is that something that they have to design themselves and fit, or you have the ability to actually provide also ramps for this? Just curious.
No, we're not in the ramp business, but that's a very it's a very standard. When somebody's in a wheelchair, they have a ramp. That's really the only way to get into your home, unless you're in an apartment building, which is a little bit different. But so, for example, workers' compensation, it costs about $60,000 to retrofit your home if you are wheelchair bound. And so workers' comp typically will pay for that, lowering cabinets, widening the door frames, lowering, you know, changing the plumbing, the electricity, making sure everything fits, making the bathroom wider and putting accessibility braces and things like that. You no longer need that. And so for the cost of a ramp, which is probably $5,000 to $8,000 wood ramp, and our product, you're saving about half the cost of retrofitting a home. And that person is going to have activities of daily life in a standing position the way they always had. So it really is just, it's a really good fit for people on the economic side as well.
Well, you're innovating in the world, and obviously this is the next lever generation of where people can actually have something of better mobility. And as you said, I mean, there's nothing more than having your ability to do ADLs on your own. And you said something that's important, like you don't even need an aid for these things, because you can do it yourself too. You can do yourself and stuff. Now, one thing is going to be asked is warranties and, you know, things about that, because I mean, ultimately this is a big investment. How does that work? Maintenance and all the stuff. I mean, does it require a lot of it?
No, what we hear mostly is a battery will go and we'll replace a battery. We have a 1-year warranty. We are considering selling an extended warranty, but we're doing some research to see if it's really needed. We're not going to sell a warranty to make extra money off people if they don't need it. It's not like, you know, when you check out of an electronics store and they try and sell you a warranty that you probably don't need. I don't want to charge people money for things that they're never going to make money, you know, that just not going to make sense. So we're in the middle of capturing all of our data for all units sold. We just started this process about 30 days ago, and looking at the buckets of what things cost, when they happen. The thing is, the product is so solid. It's not a lot of data. It's really batteries. And the other things that happen are people can bang the machines up. So let's say somebody's putting it in their car and they crack a plastic cover, or they bang it into something. That's generally, or they break the joysticks trying to get it into their car and they forget to lower it far enough down before they put it on the ramp. Those are the kinds of things that we actually will cover in the first year. We cover everything in the first year. We want people to be happy. After the first year, it probably doesn't make sense to cover that kind of stuff because it's human error that's doing it. But we're thinking about how we can extend a warranty just to give people comfort when they buy it. We may end up just having a longer warranty on our own. Like I said, things don't break. This is a very well-designed piece of equipment that we take very seriously because it's somebody's life that's in here. They're oftentimes paralyzed. They can't feel their lower body. And we want to make sure that this is fit, snug, appropriate, and it doesn't break down on them, because they depend on it really for physical and mental health.
So as long as they're in a wheelchair, basically, this basically can be a substitution, right? So there's no limitation otherwise.
Correct. Awesome. Well, an amputee, if you're an amputee, it would be hard to use this unless you had a prosthetic leg. If you have no upper body strength whatsoever, it'd be hard to use this. It's not really designed for a full quadriplegic, but for partial quad. The original model before the M1 had a ratchet system for standing and lowering. So you would pull it, ratchet it, pull yourself up and ratchet it, and then release it. We've changed it to linear actuated motors, so you don't even need dexterity in your hands. And even if you have spasticity in your hands, you just lean on the handle and it lowers it. You lean on the other one and it rises. And so I met a gentleman who was a stroke victim, and he really didn't have use of his left arm at all, but he had full use of his right arm. And so he was able to lean left to rise, lean right to lower, and get himself into the brace with just his arm. And he was up and running. And he took his right arm and he lifted his left arm, placed it on the base, on the chest plate, and drove off. So it really is going to depend on the individual circumstance.
Well, thank you. Now, is this something that needs to be prescribed by an MD, or this is something that someone can just order on their own?
It does. So you can actually order it right on our website, but we're very clear. We can't sell it to you. You can order it, but we can't sell it to you. We can't ship it to you unless we have a written prescription from a physician that, you know, has checked you out and made sure, again, you know, blood pressure and, you know, atrophy of the knees and things like that. And then we do final build for the person. And so again, because they're paralyzed in many cases, we have to measure, you know, heel to xiphoid process, the size of the knee, the foot size, the weight of the person. And then we fit the last parts of the machine specifically for that person so that they don't have any pressure sores. They don't have stress in any location that they shouldn't have because they can't feel their lower body.
Well, thank you. I mean, this stuff is awesome. I mean, it's custom made, literally. I mean, you kind of have to do all this stuff to make sure that they have the right, because it's not like one size fits all. I mean, as you said, am I getting that right? Right? You design it basically once you have the prescription, and then you do the pre-testing, or I guess the measurements, and then you basically can have a design that is designed for one person. So it would not fit two people equally unless they have the exact same measures. So that's basically yours is yours, right? So I love that. So, well, thank you. I mean, you know, and again, with the insurance, you're probably going to have some authorization process that goes into place. So therefore that whole thing will actually go through the insurance approvals. So you don't even have to deal with that. So that's a good thing. All right. Well,
that's true. We need a statement of medical necessity. Oftentimes you need to keep doing that. You know, working with insurance companies, they're all different. They're all a little bit different, but they all, at the end of the day, they want their patients to be healthy.
I mean, that's really, again, the healthier, the financial piece. It sounds as bad as it sounds, but really at the end of the day, we get, right? We want to be healthy and we want everybody to be healthy. And that's really, and I'm not talking about an insurer. I'm talking about as a human. That's the idea. We want everybody, like, you want to be healthy yourself. You want others to be healthy. So thank you for doing that. Now there's one thing you mentioned to me about the name before we started. So I think that's a sweet thing. You know, you want to share that with our audiences today?
yeah, I can. It's taken me months to be able to talk about this. My partner in this business and others, fell the name of Paul Keane, passed away in December. He had cancer in September and passed away in December. We named the company Mattia after his granddaughter because it was 13 years ago when we met the founders, and 13 years ago when his granddaughter was born. And so that the name of the company is Mattia Mobility, and it's named after his granddaughter. And so his legacy lives on. His son is on our board of directors. His legacy lives on.
Well, again, one added, you know, chip on the shoulder there, because, and a star that you're getting, because I mean, you seem not, this is not just a business driven only, it's a bit driven with a mission and really with a human factor involved in there. There's nothing better than that. And I hope that a lot of companies out there do that and think about the whole picture and not just the profit side. And if we all did that, we'll have a more sustainable world and happier world, I think, as a whole. So thank you for doing that and taking the lead on this. So I know we're short on time because you got to go. You got something important, and I'm not going to share it here, but you definitely got to go. But certainly, like, any last words of wisdom that you want to share with our audiences, and, you know, that's about it. And then we can close the show today.
You know, I like learning words of wisdom. I don't feel like I'm the guy to share the words of wisdom. So I believe in luck, and I believe in hard work. And the more you work, the bigger the surface that you have for luck to strike. And I feel like we've been very lucky that we've been able to make this business work in a period of time when it was very uncertain, pre-COVID, during COVID, during capital market tightening. You know, we want to be there for the people who need it. And I feel like we're getting there.
Well, you certainly are. And, you know, again, I'm a fan, and, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes to promote, you know, the company and the work that you guys do, because I think it's something that people can really benefit from. So thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing your vision, your mission, your innovation, and the work you do, and the beautiful stories with us. And yeah, folks, so there you have it. We're at the end of the show. I'm going to have the link to the website so you can check the information, check out the whole system and how it works. And then, of course, if you know someone that you can that can benefit from this, please do so. You know, get your doctor's paperwork. Make sure you get started with that order. And that's about it. That being said, American Age. We'll be talking soon. New Daily Show on the topic. Bye for now.